Toto. I have a feeling we're not in Kansas anymore.
Rob's Radio Hour.
That theme tune will have to go. One of the most momentous events in history occurred in July 1969, when humans first walked on the moon. In the UK, the BBC covered the event with an 11-hour broadcast throughout the night of the 20th and early morning of 21st July. Neil Armstrong took his first steps on the moon at 4 a.m. UK time, 21st July. Part of this live coverage included a group called Pink Floyd. Pink Floyd performed an instrumental piece called Moonhead in the BBC studio alongside a panel of scientists and commentators. 4 years later, and with absolutely no connection to that night in 1969, except that it's a good story, Pink Floyd released an album called The Dark Side of the Moon. First vocal track from The Dark Side of the Moon, which was released in 1973. Each side of the album is a continuous piece of music, so there'll be no clean breaks between the songs I'm playing. Here's a clean break from The Smiths.
Shyness is nice, and shyness can stop you things in life you'd like to. Shyness is nice, and shyness can stop you from doing all the things in life you'd like to. So if there's something you'd like to try, if there's something you'd like to say no, how could I? Coyness is nice, and coyness can stop you from saying all the things in life you'd like to. So if there's something you'd like to try, if there's something you'd like to try, ask me, I won't say no, how could I? Spending warm summer days indoors, writing frightening verse to a buck-toothed girl in Luxembourg. It's not love, then it's the bomb, the bomb, the bomb, the bomb, the bomb, the bomb, the bomb that will bring us together. Nature is a language, can't you read? Nature is a language, can't you read? So ask me, because if it's not love, then it's the bomb, the bomb, the bomb, the bomb, the bomb, the bomb, the bomb that will bring us together. If it's not love, then it's the bomb, then it's the bomb that will bring us together. So
Smiths and Ask, which was released as a single in 1986 and has Kirsty MacColl doing backing vocals. Jacques Brel was born in 1929, and although he hails from Belgium, the French have always claimed him as one of their own. Brel used to get through four packs of Gauloises a day, and not surprisingly, in 1973, when he was 44 years old, he was diagnosed with lung cancer. 4 years later, and having had one lung surgically removed, he made his final album. It was a comeback of sorts, because Brel hadn't done much since the late 60s. This final album, when originally released, was called Brel. One of the most poignant tracks on it is called Le Bon Dieu, The Good God. Brel knew he was dying. Le Bon Dieu starts in a very melancholy way, but as it progresses, it begins to soar, as Brel starts to come to terms with his own death and makes peace with God. It's a remarkable piece of music.
Toi,
cite-t-elle, bon Dieu? Tu ferais valser les vieux. Posez-toi, toi, toi, si t'étais-le bon Dieu, tu allumerais des bars pour les gueux. Connant de ciel bleu, mais tu n'es pas le bon Dieu. Toi, tu es beaucoup mieux. Tu es un ange. Son âme. Tu es un homme.
Jacques Brel and Le Bon Dieu. Pink Floyd were formed in 1965 and originally consisted of four university students: Roger Waters on bass guitar, Nick Mason on drums, Richard Wright on keyboards, and Sid Barrett on lead guitar. Barrett was the lyricist and main creative force. He left the band in 1968 because of mental illness exacerbated by heavy drug use. David Gilmour replaced him on lead guitar and later described Pink Floyd's post-Barrett phase as psychedelic noodling stuff. It was their apprenticeship as the band adjusted to Barrett's absence, with Roger Waters becoming the lyricist. The graduation ceremony was The Dark Side of the Moon, an exploration of madness, death, anxiety and alienation, which remained on the Billboard charts for 724 weeks, the longest ever consecutive run for an LP, and has sold 30 million copies worldwide. It still sells about a quarter of a million copies every year.
Song.
Time, the fourth track from The Dark Side of the Moon. The fifth track, which I faded out on, is called The Great Gig in the Sky and can be heard on Radio Hour number 3. Bob Dylan is well known for being a bit vague about his non-specific lyrics. The song Ballad of a Thin Man from the 1965 album Highway 61 Revisited is a prime example. Dylan has never given a direct explanation of what Ballad of a Thin Man is about. Theories abound that Mr. Jones in the song is a journalist who once pissed off Dylan, or the song is about Brian Jones from the Rolling Stones, or it's about Keeping Up with the Joneses, a reference to American materialism, or it's about homosexuality, since there is much phallic symbolism within the lyrics. Have a listen and make up your own mind.
Walk into the room with your pencil in your hand. You see somebody naked in you. You say, who is that man? You try so hard, but you don't understand just what you will say when you get home. Because something is happening here, but you don't know what it is. Do you, Mr. Jones? You raise up your head and you ask, is this where it is? Then somebody points to you and says, it's his. And you say, what's mine? And somebody else says, well, what is? And you say, oh my God, am I here all alone? But something is happening and you don't know what it is. Do you, Mr. Jones? You hand in your ticket and you go watch the geek who immediately walks up to you when he hears you speak and says, how does it feel to be such a freak? And you say, impossible, as he hands you a bone. Something is happening here, but you don't know what it is. Do you, Mr. Jones? You have many contacts among the lumberjacks to get you facts when someone attacks your imagination. But nobody has any respect. Anyway, they already expect you to all give a check to tax-deductible charity organization. You've been with the professors and they've all liked your looks. With great lawyers you have discussed lepers and crooks. You've been through all of F. Scott Fitzgerald's books. You're very well read, it's well known. But something is happening here and you don't know what it is. Do you, Mr. Jones? Well, the sword swallower, he comes up to you and then he kneels. He crosses himself and then he clicks his high heels. And without further notice, he asks you how it feels. And he says, here is your throat back, thanks for the loan. And you know something is happening, but you don't know what it is. Do you, Mr. Jones? Now, you see this one-eyed midget shouting the word now. And you say, for what reason? And he says, how? And you say, what does this mean? And he screams back, you're a cow. Give me some milk or else go home. And you know something's happening, but you don't know what it is. Do you, Mr. Jones? Walk into the room like a camel and then you frown. You put your eyes in your pocket and your nose on the ground. There ought to be a law against you coming around. You should be made to wear earphones. 'Cause something is happening and you don't know what it is. Do you, Mr. Jones?
Ballad of a Thin Man, which is probably not about anything, but it's still a great song. Pop stars have a very bad track record when it comes to appearing in movies. David Bowie, on the other hand, hasn't done too badly at it, with films like The Man Who Fell to Earth and Merry Christmas, Mr. Lawrence. Bowie also played a lead role in Labyrinth, the 1986 fantasy film directed by Jim Henson and produced by George Lucas. Bowie wrote part of the soundtrack as well, including this song, As the World Falls Down.
There's such a sad love deep in your eyes, a kind of pale jewel, open and closed within your eyes. Place the sky within your eyes. There's such a cruel heart beating so fast in search of new dreams. A love that will last within your heart. I'll place the moon within your heart. As the pain sweeps through, makes no sense. As the world
days have gone. I've spent you Valentine evenings, though we're strangers to love. We're choosing the path between the stars. I'll live my life between the stars. No sense for you. Every thrill that's gone wasn't too much fun before. But I'll be there for you as the world falls down.
As the World Falls Down by David Bowie, and from the film Labyrinth. The sixth track on Dark Side of the Moon is called Money and is a damning indictment of greed and materialism. Dark Side of the Moon stayed in the charts for a record-breaking 14 years and made the members of Pink Floyd very, very rich.
definitely was in the right.
Yeah, it's definitely like he was cruising for bruising.
Money, the fifth track from The Dark Side of the Moon. Next up, A Lover Sings, from the 1984 album, Brewing Up with Billy Bragg. Lover Sings by Billy Bragg. Art Pepper was a saxophonist who was born in 1925. In the 1940s, he got addicted to heroin and it plagued the rest of his life. Pepper got mixed up with the criminal underworld, and during the 1950s and 60s, he served four prison sentences for drug-related offences, one of them a three-year stretch. Despite all the time he served and the heroin addiction, the quality of Pepper's recordings were not affected. He maintained a high quality of musicianship until his death from a brain hemorrhage in 1982. Here's Art Pepper playing Gershwin's Foggy Day, I believe this recording was made in the 1950s, shortly after Pepper had finished his first prison sentence. The songs on Dark Side of the Moon were played extensively on tours prior to the album being recorded. The seventh track is called Us and Them.
Thank you.
Ignacy Paderewski was born in 1860. He was a Polish pianist, composer, diplomat, politician, and the third Prime Minister of Poland. Here's a snatch of Paderewski playing a Polonaise in A-flat by Chopin. Thank you. of Silence is a song that propelled Simon and Garfunkel to success in the mid-60s. Paul Simon wrote it in response to the assassination of President Kennedy in 1963, and the duo began to play it in the New York folk clubs. It was then released on their 1964 debut album, Wednesday Morning 3 AM. The album was a flop, and Simon and Garfunkel split up and went their separate ways. The following year, their producer at Columbia Records, Tom Wilson, mucked around with the song, adding electric guitar and drums, and released it as a single without even consulting Simon or Garfunkel. By the end of 1965, The Sound of Silence was number one in the US charts. Needless to say, Simon and Garfunkel reunited, and the rest is history.
Hello, darkness, my old friend. I've come to talk with you again, because a vision softly creeping left its seeds while I was sleeping. And the vision that was planted in my brain still remains within the sound of silence. Restless dreams I walked along narrow streets of cobblestone, 'neath the halo of a street lamp. I turned my collar to the cold and damp, when my eyes were stared by the flash of a neon light that split the night and touched the sound silence. And in the naked light I saw 10,000 people, maybe more. People talking without speaking, people hearing without listening, people writing songs that voices never share. No one did disturb the sound of silence. Fool said I, you do not know. Silence like a cancer grows. Hear my words that I might teach you. Take my arms that I might reach you. But my words, like silent raindrops, fell. Echo the wells of silence. And the people bowed and prayed to the neon god they made. And the sign flashed out its warning in the words that it was forming. And the sign said the words of the prophets are written on the subway walls, the tenement halls, whispering the sounds of silence.
Simon and Garfunkel and the Sound of Silence. The final two tracks on The Dark Side of the Moon are called Brain Damage and Eclipse, and I played them on last week's show. Brain Damage is about Syd Barrett. In fact, a lot of Pink Floyd stuff touches upon what happened to Syd. The follow-up album to Dark Side of the Moon was called Wish You Were Here, released in 1975. The centrepiece of the album is a 26-minute song called Shine On You Crazy Diamond, and of course it's a tribute to Syd Barrett. During the recording sessions, Pink Floyd were in the process of completing a final mix of Shine On when an overweight man entered the room. He had a shaven head and eyebrows and was clutching a plastic bag. At first, no one knew who the man was, but then they all realised it was Syd Barrett. Syd listened to the final mix of Shine On You Crazy Diamond, but was far too gone to understand that the song was about him. Syd Barrett later left the studio without saying goodbye to anyone. None of the band members ever saw him again. Syd Barrett died in 2006.
Remember when you were young?
You shone like the sun.